NHDX, monitoring.
Good afternoon, Patrick, N4DJC.
How are you today?
Hope you're having a good Tuesday after, well, I guess, yeah, I know you worked yesterday, though.
Been a beautiful day today.
Lives a nice one outside today. A little cooler this morning, but it sure is. It's just about as nice an afternoon as you could ask for. Yesterday was good, too, though.
Tomorrow's not supposed to be so good, though.
It's a couple of days are going to be a little cooler. Hopefully, it won't be much going on here. We don't have any plans to go anywhere. Well, Thursday I do, just in the morning, though, locally. But other than that, I don't have to drive anywhere. At least I hope I don't.
They're calling for rain later this evening and tomorrow, so. But we need the rain, so I'm not going to complain about it.
It's still been dry here. We have had a little bit, but it's been several days since we've had any. I guess probably a week. Well, close to a week anyway. I think it was raining. I think it might have rained a little bit Saturday morning, but it dried up.
HXS.
Hey, Dave. KO4HKX and N4JDC. Jerry, how are you today?
Yeah, I thought I heard Jerry. Hello, Jerry. How are you? Hello, Patrick. I think it's DJC, isn't it?
If you need accommodation to work, I'll answer just about anything, Dave.
And no comment. I'll let that one go. Patrick, over to you.
Hey, do you know, length of time, you'll pretty much answer to anything.
Don't call me late for dinner, right?
Today, Dave?
I just got done with a service call. Got another service call tomorrow morning, and I got to install. I'm installing a mini split on Thursday. So, got my week kind of cut out for me.
No, a lot of people are going to mini splits now. I got one room or something like that.
One time, Jerry, I missed it.
I know people are going more often to mini splits now, like a single room or a garage or something like that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They're great. They're great because they're very high sear, and they're also heat pumps. So it'll cool and heat. And again, they're like 23 sear, which is really good. You know, as long as they're put in correctly, of course. But yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get one from my. I have an outbuilding. On my property, a 24x30 outbuilding, fully insulated. I'm going to put a 2-ton out there.
Out for now. I got customers coming at me. Good to hear both of you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Patrick. All right, Patrick. Have a good day. KB2HXS. Over to you, Jerry.
Yeah, I've got an attached garage. It's not heated or cooled. But I don't have any insulation in it. I don't think I got anything in the outside walls, so I'm probably not going to do anything with that. But, yeah, that'd be ideal for a garage or, you know, something like that, or, you know, an outbuilding. They are, that's, I tell you, 23 sear, that's pretty damn efficient.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ones I put in, once they're registered, they're covered. They got a 10-year warranty for everything. You know, the compressor, the motors, the coils, everything. Yeah, my outbuilding is basically my sound studio. I got my music stuff set up out there. So, the summertime, I've got this little standalone unit that you put the hose in the window. Almost looks like an old style dehumidifier. And that works okay. It kind of takes some of the edge off. But it really, you run it to death to try and cool the room in the summertime.
Square footage for, I know I've seen people run those, you know, as temporary stuff sometimes. Just to cool, you know, building, you know, just, and maybe not year-round, just to cool it when they're working out there. But they aren't very efficient, I don't guess.
Very efficient, and they're quiet as all get out too. It's a variable. They call it variable speed. The compressor is variable speed. The both the condenser motor, blower motor, they're all variable speed. So they, you know, it's a electronic module driven type motor, so they don't have a lot of inrush current when they come on. And you know, that holds down, that keeps the efficiency really high.
Pump I replaced had a variable speed air handler, but it was just a single speed motor, I think. I don't think it was a variable speed or a two speed. But it just wouldn't keep us warm enough. We like to run a little warmer since we're older. And it really wasn't, it's only probably around maybe downstairs, it probably only about 1,000 square feet. So we got a two ton, I think. But, the one we got now cool, just the way we're not better than that. Actually, the heat is actually, of course, it won't be next year, but this year the heat's actually been a little cheaper with gas than it was with the heat pump, because we run ours about 72 degrees or so, and it's really hard to. They really have to struggle when it gets to 72 and when it's really cold.
Yeah, heat pumps really have a hard time keeping up like that, especially in the real cold weather. You know, they, hold on 1 second. I negotiate a turn here instead of keep my eye on things. Yeah, the heat pumps, they're efficient down to about 35 and 40 degrees, the newer ones, at about 40 to 45 degrees ambient temperature on the older ones. And then once the outside temperature gets below like 40 degrees, they have a heck of a time keeping up.
Heat strips come on and you really watch that meter spinning then. But our gas is, we got a 92 or 93% efficient gas furnace. And you know, we don't have propane. We got gas running in from Fort Hill. It's pretty reasonable. We've heat the gas. We've always had gas upstairs. We never changed that one. We changed it out after 25 years, but the furnace was still good, but the air conditioner part of it was gone. But we went and replaced both of them at the same time. You didn't have to do anything to the ductwork. Had to modify it slightly, but it's one of these that's in the closet, Dave. So there's not many of them. It's one of those things where you got to find a certain one that'll fit in there. You can't just put anything in there like you can with an outside or a mini split heated or something like that. But I think more than a lot, I mean, if we spend a lot of time, I don't spend much time up here. He's been in my daughter's bedroom now. So when my grandkids come over, they stay up here. But I got the radio stuff up here. So I don't spend a lot of time up here. I think if I did, yeah, I might have thought about a mini split or maybe a heat pump for the upstairs, but I got, you know, since I got two units, yeah, I can kind of let this one go, turn it down or turn it up, you know, during the summertime if it's, I'm not gonna be in there a while, because they'll, you know, with only about, it's only probably about 600 square feet, so it'll cool it off in a hurry.
Oh yeah. Well, the 96% gas furnaces are really, really nice. You can actually save a lot of money with those because you can go from an 80,000 BTU to a 60,000 BTU and save you some gas and get the same heat rating, because in the end, you figure if you get 80% gas furnace, 80,000 BTU, 80%, you're only going to get 60,000 BTUs of heat anyway. And if you put a 60,000 BTU, 96% furnace in, then you're going to get pretty much all the heat off that burner section, or, you know, off the heat exchanger, and you're running less gas.
92 or 93, but still, we had an 80% in there before, and we replaced the heat pump was a 16 sear, and the air conditioning unit is a 16. Yeah, we just replaced it with a 16 sear, you know, a refrigeration, you know, deal, and so I'm about the same there. Actually, it was a little, you know, I guess maybe it's just the efficiency of the heat pump was like 15 years old. And I guess maybe it's just efficiency of a newer unit, you know, just the fact it was just newer. My deep power bills were cheaper. Basically, you know, they do a year-to-year thing, and my power bills have been cheaper ever since we've installed it. And the gas is running about the same, maybe a little bit less. But next year, I'm not sure what's going to happen, because they'll renegotiate the natural gas prices after the first year. But still, though, that heat pump, it just ran and ran and ran, Dave, when it won't try to keep you to 72. And the gas runs for about 10 minutes, and that's it. But it's not a variable speed or anything like that. I thought about using it to get a variable speed for the air conditioner part, and that might have been a better choice, but we didn't have any problem with humidity in the house or anything like that.
That's interesting. They're going to raise the natural gas prices after the first of the year?
What will happen? They don't raise them during the year. They'll raise them probably after the first of the year because they're it's a private company, but it's still I'm pretty sure it's not deregulated like it was in Georgia for a while. But I'm pretty sure that they still have to go through the Public Service Commission to get a rate increase. But it's still our rates are still cheaper than they are just about anywhere else. And of course, it's a little milder here. You know, it's like I said, we're right on the cusp of. You know, if I'll say maybe down towards Macon, Georgia, maybe Columbia or something like that, it's going to the middle part of either state, I think you more likely would be okay with a heat pump then, especially one of the newer, more efficient ones. But it's just won't keep it warm enough for us in the wintertime. And that's just getting old and, you know, having other issues with health situations too, I guess.
Oh, I understand completely. Yeah. Well, Jerry, I'm gonna sign off with you. I'm pulling in my driveway as we speak. So you have a good day, my friend. Good to chat with you. And for DJCKB2HXS73 for now.
Afternoon, and I'm interested to see how that meter split system goes in. How you do that sort of thing. That's always been an interest to me. I think those are good units for. Matter of fact, I ain't thought about one for you. I'd have to have two of them upstairs, but I've already done that. I did that 3 years ago. But that's always a good option. Good talking to you. Have a great afternoon. 73 N4 DJC, clear monitoring.
All right, Jerry. Have a good day. 73.